Good day, Church of the King family. My name is Henry Nell. I'm the youth pastor at Church of the King, and it's my privilege and honor to share the word with you today. So I don't know if this has happened to you before on a road trip or just going anywhere, but I always use Google Maps. And I've reached moments where my phone has lost connectivity and Google Maps would say rerouting. And a few times it has happened in the midst of a split in the road, and I have to decide, am I going left or right? And suddenly I feel overwhelmed because the thing that I'm depending on to give me direction is not speaking to me. And a lot of times that is how we are with God. We are dependent upon His voice to guide and direct us to certain places. And we get overwhelmed when we don't hear His voice or we don't know what it is that He wants us to do. I don't know what your desire is, but we all have different desires for hearing God's voice. It might be to receive validation. It can also be for comfort and assurance. You might need God's voice for wisdom and understanding. Other times it's to discern between, is this God's will or is this my will? And other times we need to hear God's voice for hope and encouragement. I think the main reason we desire to hear God's voice is because we want to have a relationship with Him. And relationships are built on communication. You see, there are so many different ways that God speaks to His people. In the Bible, we read it and we see it today through each other's testimonies. God speaks through His word, through nature, through dreams and visions, through prophecies. He speaks through your pastor, leaders, family, friends. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 26, we see Jesus says that the role of the Holy Spirit is to remind us of everything that Jesus taught the disciples. We can also hear God's voice through miracles, signs, and wonders. And even in an audible way. God still speaks today in an audible way. Now you see, Acts chapter 16 gives you and me a few glimpses of how Paul heard God's voice and how he used that to make decisions. Sometimes he didn't even hear God's voice, but he made decisions based on common sense or what he learned from God's word. And so I hope today, as we dive into Acts chapter 16, that he will see the different ways that God guides us. He speaks to us to help us to make decisions in which direction to go. Before we dive into these things, let's pray. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're here with us today. Thank you, God, that you're a good God. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would open up our ears, open up our hearts to hear your word, to hear your message, and to receive it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so since there are so many verses in Acts chapter 16, I want to give you just some background of what's happening. So it starts off with Paul making a decision to choose Timothy to go with him on this journey. And so Paul wants to go to certain places, but we see that the Holy Spirit forbids him to go to certain cities. And so as they're waiting upon the Holy Spirit, Paul receives a vision. In this vision, he sees this man from Macedonia crying out saying, "Please help us." And so Paul and his team concludes and makes a decision that this is God's calling. This dream came from God. And so they decided to go to Macedonia. As they arrive in Macedonia, they have to make a decision on what to do next. And so they tell each other, people usually go to the riverbank to pray. So let's go there and see if there's people there that would like to hear the gospel. As they go to the riverbank and start preaching the gospel, there's this one lady named Lydia. And so immediately she responds to the message. God opened up her heart and she received it. And she asked them, what should I do to be saved? And they say, be baptized. And so she got baptized. And after that, she invited Paul and his team to go and stay with her. The week continues, or the next day goes on, and they continue to minister to different people. And as they are ministering, there's this slave girl. Now she was possessed by an evil spirit that helps her to basically tell the future. So she was doing fortune telling for money. And she had certain masters that she had to give this money to. And so she was following Paul where he was going and preaching the gospel. And she would make some comments. And then Paul got irritated. It literally says Paul got exasperated. He got irritated by her and decided to just cast this demon out. So the demon is cast out and she is healed and she's saved. So now what happens is she's not bringing in money anymore for these masters. And so these masters decide to take this to the officers. It is time to arrest Paul and Silas because they just took their business away from him. And so the officers came and they arrest Paul and Silas. They got beaten and they're thrown in jail. The moment that they end in jail, they decide to do the one thing that we all should do in the difficult situations, and that is to pray and worship God. And suddenly there was an earthquake, and all the shackles, it says, the shackles on all the prisoners broke off, and the gates were opened. And so the guard, who had to make sure that no one escapes, saw what happened, and he was about to pull out his sword and kill himself. And Paul said to him, "Don't do that. This is the good news." And he shared the gospel about Jesus Christ. And in that moment, the guard accepted Jesus Christ and his whole family did that as well. And they were all baptized and saved. And so you can go read Acts chapter 16 on your own, but this is it in a nutshell. And now I'm going to show you guys 8 things that stood out for me that Paul used to help him to make decisions on what to do next. The very first thing is Paul did what he wanted to do. Yes, you hear me correctly. We reach a stage where we have grown so close to God that our will turns into His will. In Acts 16 verse 3, it says, Paul wanted him. The him is Timothy. It says, Paul wanted Timothy to join him on their journey. So Paul made a decision to pull someone closer based on who he wanted to take with him. The same way you and I are called to choose people around us to pull with us into this journey with Jesus Christ. We're called to disciple people. And so sometimes we take such a long time to make a decision who to choose because we're not sure who God wants to reach out to, but the answer is everyone. So just choose whoever is around you. Just choose who you want to choose and take them with you on this journey. Tell them about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, creation, grace, forgiveness, repentance. Everything that you have learned in the Word about Jesus, teach that to them. The second thing that we see that helped Paul to make decisions was the Spirit led him. In Acts 16, verse 6-7, we read, "Next, Paul and Silas traveled through the area of Galatia because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time." Verse 7, it says, "Again, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there." Here we see Paul with this very good intention to preach the word of God, but still he was forbid by the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean that preaching the word of God is bad. It's good, but it wasn't the right place at the right time. And so sometimes we will have good intentions. We'll be working hard, we'll be devoted, but the doors will stay closed. And there's a reason for that. We don't know necessarily how the Holy Spirit forbid them, but we know that He did. And so what I learned from this passage is that if you're in a situation where you're experiencing that the doors are closed, the breakthrough isn't there yet, trust God in that moment that He has a reason why it shouldn't happen yet. I have this testimony. There was this artist in South Africa, and he decided to take a year off to go into Africa and preach the gospel. And so he would take his guitar and he would play just gospel songs and minister to the people. But the specific tribe that he went to told him, "Listen up, you can't just worship anytime. You have to be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit." And he thought, well, these people, they don't know what they're talking about. We should be bold, you know, we should preach the gospel anytime, be ready for whatever persecution comes. And so he decided that evening to just pull out his guitar and start playing worship songs. And then the police came and almost arrested him. And in that moment, he realized, well, they're speaking the truth. We have to listen to the Holy Spirit. And so the next evening, when he wanted to pull out his guitar and start playing gospel songs, he felt the Holy Spirit tell him, "Don't do it yet." And so a police car drove by and he realized the Holy Spirit saw the police and told him to wait. But the moment that the police car left, the Holy Spirit said, "Worship." And they were able to worship for the rest of the evening. And that is point two. The Holy Spirit leads us in the decisions that we make. Point three is God spoke to Paul through dreams and visions. In Acts 16, verse 9, it says, "That night, Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece was standing there pleading with him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.'" So God speaks to us through dreams and visions. Note here that in this dream, everything wasn't perfect. Like everything wasn't necessarily 100% clarity of everything he had to do. He had the place and he saw a person. But Paul decided to trust God and act upon this vision and go to this place and see how God's going to minister. So a lot of time God gives us dreams and visions about people in specific nations. And I want to encourage you, if you're getting dreams like that, start praying for that nation. You might have a certain nation in your dreams, but you won't know the person, but start praying for the people of that nation, because that is how God is using his people and using Christians to be there for each other. Even if you have dreams about certain nations, start maybe planning on how can I go on a mission trip to that nation. The fourth thing that stood out for me was common sense. Okay, so we see this in Acts 16, verse 10. This is just after Paul had the vision. It says, "So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once, having concluded that God was calling us to preach the good news there." So what we see here is that Paul had this dream. He discussed it with his team, and the team decided together, let's head there. Let's go. Let's go do this. They concluded that this must be God calling them. So sometimes you and I are called to whatever the visions and dreams we're experiencing to share with leaders, and God will give them wisdom, or team members, leaders, other Christians, believers. God will give you and that team wisdom on how to act on that dream or vision. In Acts 16, verse 13, we see, on the Sabbath, they went to Macedonia, they arrived, and now they had to make a decision what to do next. Verse 13 says, "On the Sabbath, we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank, where we thought people would be meeting for prayer." So Paul and Silas used their common sense. They said, where will the people be that's seeking the Lord? Let's go there. Sometimes you and I are called to go to places where people are seeking Jesus because their hearts are already open and ready to listen and to hear the good news. And so they making this very easy decision, they reached Lydia, and Lydia that night gave them a place to stay and gave them a meal. So sometimes we should just use our common sense and go to places where people are seeking God and start ministering. For you, it might be a call on a Sunday to open up to God, to ask him like, Lord, tell me who's the person in church that needs to hear your voice. Who's the person in church that I need to minister to? Because people going to church are looking for Jesus, and you have the message to share that with them. The fifth thing is people's needs. So let me read the scripture. Acts 16, verse 15. She urged us until we agreed. So what happened was, after Lydia got saved, she literally urged Paul and Silas, listen, I want you guys to come to my house and I want you to stay in my house. And she did not stop. And so she continued until they said, okay, we agree. We'll go to your house. We'll have a meal there. We'll stay there. And so sometimes the need of people will guide us in what to do next. So just open up your eyes and look at what is the need around you. How can God use you to fill the need of the people around you? The sixth thing that I saw was repetition. So after they stayed at Lydia's house, in Acts 16, verse 16, we see, one day as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. So it says they went down to the place of prayer. They did what they did yesterday. So a lot of times you and I are called to do the same thing over and over. Have you been leading a small group for the past 2 months? Maybe you're called to continue just for another month, a third month, a fourth month, a fifth month. Repetition, doing the same thing a few times has power. It's power in consistency. So they didn't necessarily heard an audible voice from God telling them, go back to the riverbank. But they did what they did the previous day because they saw miracles and people turning to Christ. And so they did repetition saying, let's do this again. Let's go to the same place again. And so if you are reaching out to people in a specific group, go again tomorrow, go again next week. Be consistent, doing it over and over, because if people are hungry and you are there, God will show up. The seventh thing is emotions and feelings. But just a note on this, our emotions and feelings is an indication of what is going on. So Acts 16, verse 18 says this. Okay, so the slave girl was continuing to follow Paul and Silas and continuing to shout out things while they were preaching. And it says the following: this went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned aside and said to the demon within her, "Get out." So Paul literally got so irritated by this girl that he decided to cast out the demon. And this led to a miracle that I'm going to share about right now. So sometimes you and I are moved. We experience this emotion. We see people in need. We're experiencing this emotion of, I feel so sad for them. Ask the Holy Spirit in that moment what you can do to help those people, what you can do to reach out to them. And so because Paul, in that moment, cast out the demon out of that literal girl, the masters came and asked the officers to arrest Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas were beaten and thrown into jail. And while they were in jail, they didn't hear an audible voice from God, but they decided to do what they're used to doing, and that is worship and prayer. And a lot of times, you and I, when we are so beaten down, when we are in the most difficult situation where we've been doing all the right things. I mean, look at Paul and Silas. They have been doing everything right, and now they're beaten in jail. In the midst of that place, they decided, I am going to pray and worship. Let's read that scripture. It is so good. Acts 16, verse 25 to 32 says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself! We are all here!" The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." And they shared the word of God with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at that hour of the night, the jailer cared for them, washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. Sometimes the decision to the next step to hearing God's voice is prayer and worship. It is spending time in God's presence, no matter how beaten you are. And through Acts 16, we can see that a lot of small decisions that Paul and Silas made led to a very big miracle. On this day, this family was saved. And that is where the church of Philippi started, to whom the book of Philippians is written to. And I believe this guard was the man in Paul's dream who cried out, "Come to Macedonia and save us." And so we can see God clearly speaking in the beginning and in the end with a miracle, with an earthquake. We can see him speaking, but in between, Paul made tiny decisions based on common sense, the need that people had, what he wanted to do. And God made this big miracle, this big plan happen. And so I hope this inspires you today to see the different ways that God speaks to us. And I want to pray for you. When I pray for you, if you feel beaten down, you're in a difficult situation, and you're struggling to hear God's voice to know what's happening next, you're struggling to see the bigger picture, I want to pray for you that you will hear God's voice today. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are so good, and I thank you that you are with all of us. And so I pray for everyone that's watching right now. I ask that you would speak to them. I ask that you would remind them of the word, and you would give them a direction and next step. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are good and you remind us of everything that Jesus taught when he was on earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you remind us of that and you help us to make decisions. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hope you had a good day. It was an honor and a privilege to share the word with y'all. See you again next time.